You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there, glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog and chief Luddite. This is episode 34 of The Lounge. You can find show notes with related links at LudditeLounge.com/episode34. Let's get started. This is going to be a pretty short episode because the blogathon is keeping me so busy. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, for the last 5 years, every June, I've had a goal of publishing a post on Tech for Luddites every day of the month. The first few years, I was doing it as part of a larger group effort. But last year that came to an end, but I decided to keep up the tradition for myself. So this year's blogathon started last Thursday, and it wasn't too heavy a lift to start, since the first two posts were regular weekly features on T4L, 3 Tip Thursday and Tech Headlines. I also did a blogathon intro post on Thursday. Saturday's post was a deal alert, with promo codes to save on an Amazon Echo or Echo Dot, but that deal ended yesterday. So here's just a quick reminder that if you want to know about these kinds of deals before they run out, head over to techforluddites.com/subscribe and sign up to receive individual blog mailings. On Sunday, I posted a review of PopSocket's expandable phone grips. Spoiler alert, I love mine! Yesterday was the first post of a new series called Poke Mondays, where I'm sharing info on how to play Pokemon Go. I even did a cool video for that one, if you want to check it out. And today's post was about the app I used to record that video. You can find all these posts, and earlier ones, at techforluddites.com/blog. And there's a little extra incentive to check out the intro post, because that's where you'll find a contest that gives you a chance to win an Amazon Fire tablet, Fire TV stick, or Echo Dot. Woohoo! All you need to do to enter the giveaway is answer a couple of questions, and 3 winners will be selected when the event is over. You can find more details at techforluddites.com/blogathon2017. So that's it for blogathon news. I was also hoping to be able to report something exciting about the Apple TV streaming media player today, since yesterday was Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference, where they make a bunch of big product announcements. Unfortunately, the only thing they said about the Apple TV was that it was soon going to have an Amazon Video app, information that's been publicly known for a while now. I didn't personally watch the event, but apparently Tim Cook hinted that there would be more Apple TV-related news later in the year, but no specifics were given. The other big streaming product they announced is HomePod, a new Siri-based speaker along the lines of the Amazon Echo and Google Home. From what I've gathered, Apple's device, at least at first, will be more focused on the speaker quality than adding a lot of Siri-based features, which may explain why they're pricing it at $350, almost twice the $180 cost of the Echo, and almost 3 times the $130 cost of Google Home. Quick reminder, you can also get an Echo Dot for $50 and connect it to any high-quality speaker you already own or would like to get. Finally, there's still one good Amazon device deal going on, and that's $10 off the Kindle for Kids bundle. This bundle includes the latest basic Kindle e-reader without sponsored ads, a cover in your choice of 5 colors, and a 2-year no-worry guarantee. The bundle is already discounted compared to buying everything separately, so with the extra $10 off, it's really a good deal. This one expires on Friday, June 9th, and doesn't require a promo code. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes and leave comments at LudditeLounge.com/episode34. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for the Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.